But first, after a city council vote last night, Tempe is moving ahead with an ordinance it hopes will limit the influence of so-called dark money on its municipal elections. The proposal would require groups making independent expenditures of more than $1,000 to reveal the funding source. Councilwoman Lauren Cuby spoke last night at the council meeting before the vote. She's been a driving force for the proposal.
I do want to say I'm really proud that Tempe's taken the first step of all Arizona cities, and I heard recently that Phoenix is looking at a very similar ordinance and a similar charter amendment. During these next few months, we'll have a discussion as a community that will help the statewide discussion move forward as well. And I'm proud that we're taking the very first step.
Tempe's move seems like a groundbreaking one, but could it signal a trend? With me for a few minutes to talk about it is Ohio State University law professor and campaign finance expert Ned Foley. Ned, have you seen examples of other communities doing this because of dissatisfaction with what's being done at the state and federal levels?
Absolutely. Seattle, for example, in Washington State, has taken the lead in a somewhat different approach, using a new form of so-called public financing of campaign money to try to equalize expenditures without limiting anybody, but just adding more money into the system. So they, for example, they adopted a so-called voucher idea, where every voter in the city of Seattle would get a certain voucher, which they could give to the candidate of their choice or the political party of their choice or PAC, to kind of equalize spending. So a little bit different proposal, but an effort by a municipality to say we've got to do something to address the imbalance or inequity of the financing system. And there, that's just one example. The New York City has done some innovative work in this area. The state of Montana at the state level has tried to do some things to deal with perceived corruption in their own state. And even the state of Arizona at the state level has adopted some innovative measures, relative to what comes out of Washington, D.C.
Arizona will cite, in one sense, the Independent Redistricting Commission, which is one that gets some praise. But
absolutely, yeah.
We've seen a lot of conflicts here, not just in Arizona, but as an example here, where the cities and the state have been fighting a lot. Some of the cities are a little bit more left of center, whereas at the state level, we tend to be right of center. And this is one of those things where a lot of people are saying, well, even if Tempe tries this, it doesn't really matter because the state will overturn it. How much does it matter, though, that communities are trying this? And that could, in some sense, in the near future, impact what the state ultimately wants to do.
Yeah, so there's two issues to kind of disentangle. One is that issue of would be a question of Arizona specific law about what's the relationship between state government and municipal government within the state. And that does vary from state to state all around the country. It's sort of a home rule question. Lawyers sometimes refer to it. And some states are more lenient in terms of giving their municipalities home rule. Other states are more restrictive, and it can sometimes differ topic by topic. And that's important, obviously, in each of these instances. The other issue is what we might call the generic First Amendment question, because one of the difficulties with any campaign finance regulation, whether it's done at the city level, the state level, or in Congress, is the risk that the U.S. Supreme Court, given its current composition, will find the effort at regulation of violation of First Amendment freedom of speech. Now, that's controversial. The court tends to divide 5-4 on those cases, but it's a sort of anti-regulation majority of 5 members of the court right now. So there is the risk that anything, especially if it's sort of forward-moving, is trying to push the envelope a little bit, even if it's permissible within the state of Arizona under a kind of home rule theory, it might bump up against this First Amendment limitation at the U.S. Supreme Court.
2018 is going to be an enormous year when it comes to all the House seats up and so many Senate seats at local level, whatnot. There are a lot of people who rue dark money, but is dark money's influence just growing and growing, and will we see that in 2018?
I think we will. It is growing, unfortunately, I think from a political science or perspective. There are efforts that can be done that are consistent even with the more restrictive First Amendment analysis, and it is good that states and localities are trying to come up with innovative solutions. Justice Brandeis, years ago on the U.S. Supreme Court, talked about states and municipalities as a laboratory for democracy. The fact that we have 50 states and thousands of municipalities around the country allows for experimentation, and cities can learn from each other, states can learn from each other. So it's to be applauded that a city is trying to figure out what's the best way to handle this issue.
That's Ohio State University law professor Ned Foley.